I am Roberta Schultz. Poetry is a useful place for lamentation, says author, activist, teacher, and artist Bell Hooks in the introduction to her latest work, Appalachian Elegy, Poetry in Place. Published in late September of 2012 by University Press of Kentucky, this volume of meditative poetry is a departure for Hooks, who has written more than 30 books in her career, mostly provocative and political writings on gender, social justice, sustainability, and literary criticism. Why, then, these 66 poems of mourning and celebration for the land of her birth? Born Gloria Jean Watkins in Hopkinsville, Kentucky in 1952, Hooks took her lowercase pen name from her grandmother, Belle Blair Hooks, a strong-willed African-American woman who urged Gloria to take a stand against the repressive forces of the dominant society. After the adversity she faced transitioning to a predominantly white high school during the turbulent 1960s, Bell Hooks pursued her degrees in English, education, and literature at Stanford, University of Wisconsin-Madison, and the University of California, Santa Cruz, writing her doctoral dissertation on author Toni Morrison. In 2004, Hooks accepted a position in the Department of Appalachian Studies at Berea College, bringing her back to her Kentucky roots. Since her return, the concept of community and its ability to overcome race, class, and gender inequalities has become more prevalent in her writings. As Hooks says in the introduction to her poems, "Living in the Kentucky hills was where I first learned the importance of being wild." She goes on to say that this wildness led her to believe in the power of the individual to be self-determining. Hooks sums up the influence of her Kentucky childhood on her radical critical consciousness in the following passage. "Folks from the backwoods were certain about two things, that every human soul needed to be free, and that the responsibility for being free required one to be a person of integrity, a person who lived in such a way that there would always be congruency between what one thinks, says, and does." The poems of this collection are largely about reconnecting with place, sometimes causing the poet to alternately mourn and celebrate the beauty of the land, animals, and people who have formed her. The lines are short, lyrical, and unpunctuated, giving the reader a frozen snapshot of a natural world partially destroyed that will not be conquered. There are no titles, but numbers for each piece, and each poem seems to be organized around a single evocative image. The second poem addresses the loss of a beautiful landscape in the following excerpt. "Such then is beauty surrendered against all hope. You are here again, turning slowly, nature as chameleon, all life change and changing again, awakening hearts, steady moving from unnamed loss into fierce, deep grief." And then poem 7 discusses Hooks' ancestral ties to the land and her inner wildness in these lines. "Again and again she calls me, this wilderness within, urging me onward, be here, make a path where the sound of ancestors speak, a language heard beyond the grave." Poem 21 speaks of turtles, and a land without environmental devastation. "Turtle islands everywhere, heads poking out, bodies embraced in the world before the coming of the white man." Hooks conjures a time before horse racing and farms in these final lines from poem 26. "Horses grazing quietly, four-legged Buddhas, standing in grace, forgiving." There are poems about drought, mudslides, fires, fallen trees, soaring birds, mammoth caves, native peoples, storms, a strutting turkey, and ravaged mountain landscapes, all infused with deep sadness and hope. Bell Hooks had never really identified as an Appalachian, but acknowledges in this beautiful collection her claim of a solidarity, a sense of belonging that makes me one with the Appalachian past of my ancestors, Black, Native American, white, all people of one blood who made home place in isolated landscapes where they could invent themselves, where they could savor a taste of freedom. In poem 55, Hooks seems to embrace that sense of belonging. Take the hand-me-downs, make do. No culture of poverty claiming lives here. We a people of plenty. Back then, work hard, know no hunger, grow food, sew clothing, build shelter, moonshine still, wine from grape. We a maroon mountain people, backwoods souls. We know how to live on little to make a simple life, away from man-made laws and boundaries. Spirit guides teach us, offer always, the promise of an eternal now. Contemplating the woodland palette of Bell Hooks' Appalachian Elegy, with its short meditative lines, plain language, and stark imagery, allows the reader to consider the grief and healing of these lamentations mindfully in the eternal now of the heart. For Around Cincinnati, I am Roberta Schultz.